open my eyes to the world. The world that shines in you. Open my eyes to the world. The world that shines in you. Let me see you brightening the air.
That was William Vitalis with his wonderful song, Open My Heart to the World. My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and this program is called Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open and grow towards a universal, united, loving, kind, forgiving planet. We are entering into a new decade, the terrible 20s. Some of us think that we're living in a difficult time, and some of us think that we're living in an easy time. We are living in a place where light is coming forth. It's a new light. It's called the double helix, and it streams to us from the center of the galaxy. At times on Let's Find Out, I offer a teaching program. I teach subjects that are hopefully on a higher level, for we live on a time when darkness is coming forth. And we live in a time when learning is cherished, but we also live in a time when ignorance is cherished. What's going on, we say. A lot of our beliefs, a lot of our precious thoughts, a lot of our training has been thrown out the window. And new ideas are coming forth. And our training is laughed at. And we are told we're old fogies. And we wonder, what in the world is happening? There is a battle going on between technology and the human mind, and I'm concerned that the human mind is losing this battle at this time. But it will always win out. The heart will always be there. Integrity, thoughtfulness, kindness, love, and mercy will always be available to us. Change is upon us. The times are changing, and it's time to change. Instead of asking for an easy life, we can argue that it is time to do the hard things in life. And as we go into the 2020s, I'm sure that will be upon many of us. The greatest efforts in human history have been made through hard times. Meanwhile, many of the worst things in our human history are people seeking to have easy lives at the expense of others. Look at the human trafficking. Look at the crime that is happening every day. If we look at history, we will see that our greatest accomplishments and the greatest changes in human life have come through very difficult choices. It's never easy. It's not a punishment to have to do hard things. It's a challenge. Can you figure this out? Can you bring something new into your world? And how are you going to do that? Will you do that through meditation? Will you do that with connecting to the higher forces? Will you do that with using this beautiful energy, the double helix that's coming in from the center of the galaxy? Why is this energy coming forth? And why was it predicted for years and eons before this opening occurred? Not to keep the old. Not to keep the older ways of life where people were looked down upon, used, punished, put in slavery, but to create new and challenging and uplifting and higher ways of living. Why don't you try this? Try setting your life goal on something that's hard to do. Even if it takes a while, go for it. Do something for others and don't do something just for yourself, because helping only yourself is easy. It's called self-centeredness. But look for something very worthwhile. not to make your own life easy, but also to help others. Let's Find Out has found that the only thing stopping one from accomplishing is not doing it. The only thing stopping kindness is not doing it. The only thing stopping being patient with another is not doing it. The only thing stopping forgiveness is not doing it. The only thing stopping mercy is not doing it. And the only thing stopping your learning and growing is not doing it. And the only thing stopping love one another as I love you is not doing it. Doing a hard and difficult task has brought us here today to the program of Let's Find Out. Doing the difficult task has already brought us to what we've accomplished up till now. Well, was doing that hard worthwhile? Was it worthwhile to do what you did to get where you are today? It's often the very worthwhile thing to do and can bring in the greatest riches into all of our lives. Finally, we have another challenge, and we have a prayer beyond prayer. What we present to the world and what we present to us is love. We are here to love and to serve. As we bring people into our lives, if we realize that we brought them into our lives through our subconscious energy, then we know that everyone in our life, whether they're angry or not angry, came through us and came to us through karma, through the rule of what you put out, you get back. Sometimes we have unpleasant experiences, and that comes from our fear, as we are being taught how to overcome fear. And sometimes we have wonderful experiences, and that comes from our love. Do something difficult. Don't say you're not strong enough. Don't say you can't do it. Say, I can do it, and I will do it, and it is so. I can do it, I will do it, and it is so. Because I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome to Let's Find Out. And now it's time for tonight's program on bbsradio.com. So, let's find out.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm here with my favorite guest, Frank St. James. And we are going to continue that conversation that I was just discussing about service and love as we come into the holiday season. We're in the middle of Advent, and we had last week's Advent. That was the first week, and this is the second week of Advent. The first week is about hope, and the second week is about love. And Frank and I want to discuss with you all kinds of love, all kinds of honor and respect, and how to really start your thinking process in a new curve, because we're approaching a time when knowing this new curve and knowing how to respond with loving responses is going to be very helpful for everybody. We have so many angry people out there yelling and screaming just because. We may not understand it, but if we are the one that they're yelling and screaming at, it can be quite disturbing to our own energy, and sometimes it can take a couple of days for that to pass through us. What do you think about that, Frank?
I think you're right on, because I just had an incident yesterday, and it just accumulated with all the negativity that's been going on over the TV and everything else, and today I feel great. I'd like to see people more getting into letting go of things that have been bothering them for years and getting
because
rid of that
energy.
Because
when that happens, when we let it bother us, then we attack the wrong people. We let it build up inside, and then when we have our blow-up, it's usually not at the appropriate time or with the appropriate people. And that's why you have the things, road rage and people shooting people or people harming others deliberately. A lot of people take pleasure in harming others deliberately. But the world is changing, and we're coming up to different levels. And the language of some of the spiritual realms is that through deep thought, it is important that we realize how we respond to others. And that sometimes when others treat us in a certain way, it's not really us they're yelling at or that they're reacting to. It's their own life circumstances. So I think detachment is a good word. Don't you, Frank? Detach from what's happening and see if you can have enough wherewithal to get a picture of what's really hurting the other person.
It's really looking inside yourself. And
right.
if you're frustrated, if you're not dealing with things, you're the one that's really responsible for your own anger. It's just that somebody else is going to touch something that you're going to retaliate for. But when you think about it later on, if you can, you'll find out it's the frustration you've been building up. You never really solved why you got so angry with a loved one or somebody in the family or even a friend. And it's that type of thing that we're going to start working out and getting some help, whether listening to somebody that's going to give you some decent ways of dealing with yourself. And hopefully
and
we can do that.
Sometimes it can
tonight.
Be very, very quiet and just be supportive and let them talk and just say, well, how do you feel about that? Or what did you think about that? And then they can talk about it and let it all out. And you're just a listener. And that's the best thing anybody can be. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm on tonight with Frank St. James. And the number to call in if you want to ask a question is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you tonight. I do think that the world is changing, Frank, and we're going into a new decade. I am a little concerned about it because we have so much technology now, and we are changing the way we normally do things. And when that happens, there's always tension and anger and upset. And we were just talking before we went on the air about the energies coming together in Capricorn, and Capricorn rules governments and it rules corporations. So I'm certainly seeing a breakdown of governments, not only our country, but overseas as well. As a matter of fact, next year Prince Charles could become king, and Queen Elizabeth could decide to retire. So we'll have to keep a close watch on the other areas. What do you see coming for next year, Frank?
Well, I'm starting to see it right now. The way we're doing business, the president has changed a lot of way of the way we do business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the back room. They are resisting because it's not in the back rooms that they're manipulating the money. They have to deal with the reality of it, and they have to deal with the people that they're affecting. And we're not going to be running away with a new yacht or a Maserati or some other toy and having some people suffer that really deserve an even break today. And,
well, we all need to have upliftment. We really do. But I want to say that the back room is a good thing. And, you know, I can remember as a child, well, I was in my teens, a department store wanted to expand. And so they threw a bowling alley out of town, and the department store took over the land. And they did it with money because they didn't know whether the board was going to accept it or not, and everybody got paid, so they accepted it. And that was the way of the world. That's I remember a governor in the state of New Jersey got into a little trouble because they accused him of payoffs with contractors, but that was the way of the world. I think it is changing. I think it's being exposed. I think it's time for the lobbyists not to have power. And I don't think that just because you give somebody money, you have to be the boss. So that's my take on it. We have to really use a different language and be pioneers into the spiritual realms and be pioneers into the higher realms and come with loving responses and not be so destructive to other people. I hate the saying, I'm on board now, pull up the ladder. You've seen people like that, haven't you, Frank?
Yes, I have. Interesting that the moon is going into Taurus, which is the second house of our own monies, and yeah. How do we get it? And that's going to be a real good starting of a theme, I feel, for the next couple months. And
we have the full moon on Christmas Day as well.
Yes.
I think full moon is in Cancer, but of course it opposes Capricorn, the sun. And that's going to be very interesting. And then within the 2 weeks, we go into that conjunction of Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto in Capricorn. That's on January 12th. So there's going to be some hot things happening between now and then.
All right.
The full moon this month is in Gemini, and I believe it's the 11th, Tuesday or Wednesday. That's the full moon. And that's always a good full moon because that's where people are jolly and they talk a lot and they make short trips or they gallivant around a lot. Of course, we're all Christmas shopping. We're all trying to get ready for the holidays. And it's been very, very busy for people this year. So I guess it's been a good year.
Now we have an Alicia from Texas. Alicia from Texas, her date of birth is March 18th. Online too.
Great.
Welcome, Alicia.
Alicia, are you there? Welcome to Let's
Find
Out.
I'm here.
Well, welcome to Let's Find Out.
I have a question that doesn't quite apply to me, but I live with my mother, and I'm wondering if you can help me out with this question. She has, she's just sick because she's lost $1,000 that she has here in the house. And she suspects that her housekeeper may have stolen it.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, do you think the money is still in the house?
Frank, what do you get on that?
I feel the money is still in the house. It feels very similar to one time I had $400 in cash. I put it in a book next to my desk. And the book was something that I usually read quite frequently to get references out of. And for months, I couldn't find the money. And it was and I was sitting down one day, and I'm doing a reading with another psychic. And I said, oh, Diane, you should read this book. And I reached in, pulled the book out, and the money fell out. So I do feel it's someplace in the house, and I might have just put it away to get it out of the way. So
let me ask you a question, Alicia.
She's 89, and she's very forgetful, and it's always misplacing
things. Was she wrapping any gifts? Because I see tissue paper and wrapping a gift.
She recalls putting it back inside an envelope.
Yeah, but I'm asking you if she was wrapping any gifts.
No.
There's been no gifts, no tissue paper?
I don't think so, no.
Well, I'd look through her drawers because I think it's in a drawer that she doesn't use that often, in between tissue paper. That's what I think.
It's almost in it's almost an eye level. In 3 days, you're going to find that money.
Oh, thank you. This is going to make
Her housekeeper didn't take it. Her housekeeper actually is very loyal, and she's been with her a while. Is that true?
Oh, about 4 months.
4 months, okay. Well, I just feel that that didn't happen.
And she hasn't allowed her to come back.
Yeah. Well, believe me, I was accusing everybody
of
walking away with my kids, you know, and then I finally just shut up. And then one day, a few days after that, I'm doing a reading, and I said, this is a very good book for you. And And there goes the money falling out of the
pot. Let me tell you a little trick you can do. You yourself can sit down and ask for the $1,000 to be put in your hand and feel it. If it's in an envelope, feel the envelope. And then you will be directed through your subconscious as to where it is. And have your mother do it, too. I don't know if she can do that kind of concentration, but she could try.
Yes, she can try.
You need to tell her that it wasn't stolen, that the money has been misplaced. Use the word misplaced.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Bye-bye.
Now, Frank, that's what I mean about helping people and being of service. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do that in any realm. You don't have to be psychic to do that. You just have to think about what the other person is asking you and use your own intuition and be kind about it instead of saying, well, how stupid could that be? You know, people are always making a comment and belittling the other person who's already in pain, don't you think?
Oh, sure. And like I said, if they're an avid reader, I don't know if she is, sometimes we're going to put those important things in the books. I don't know why. I just keep picturing a book.
Some women hide it in their underwear or hide it in a drawer. I have the habit of doing that. And I think that's what this lady did. So I'm sure they're going to find it. And that's always good. What do you see coming with the weather this winter, Frank?
The winter is so unpredictable this year. And I just feel that, like, we have Monday and Tuesday down here in New Jersey. That's going to be 54 tomorrow and 64, I think, Tuesday. And then it's going to go back being cold. And there's going to be so many ups and downs that, especially if you're an older person, you really got to protect yourself because of the change of temperatures. And that's where the danger comes in with the changes.
So get that hot soup and get those Halls cough drops. You know, they're very, very good. And keep that around and stay protected. A lot of people go outside, it's just for a minute, you know, and they don't put a scarf on or they don't put the coat on, and then the wind blows and that causes problems. So take care of yourself. That's part of what love is. And love is honoring the other person so that when somebody says no or has to say no to you for a request, then think about that. And remember that I think most people would help others if they could. But if they can't, then they can't. You just need to love them and maybe figure out how you could help them a little bit. So I would like to see another reality created, a very simple one, where we are a force that cause things to be cleared and things to be helped and cleared away, and always try to raise the heart of another person when you're talking with them or when you're visiting. Don't you think, Frank?
I always try to inject a feeling of love and friendship and just trying to help out certain people, listen to them. If they need a ride or something, give it to them. If you got that time, it really pays off. It really comes around, anything that you do that's positive. And I see people doing a little more. I live at a place where there's more people that need that type of help. So if I have so if I'm going out someplace, I'll always ask, can I help you? Can I pick up something for you? And I love this smile on her face. I really do.
And if we were all like that, it would be a great world. I also feel that people can try to join their mind and their soul and their inner self. We're not our makeup and our clothes and our boots and our Maseratis and our fun toys. We are people that have an essence, and it's the essence of who you are that counts, and that's what is loved. So the more that we can support our family and talk to them, if we think they're off the track, talk to them about why they're making their decisions and do they think of something else or offer them something so that we can communicate better. The Gemini moon is all about communication, and you want to communicate better and always let somebody know that no matter what, they're never alone and that you can always support them. They're supported even though you may disagree with them, which means that we don't have to hate people because they think differently than we do. We can embrace the differences and the changes. That's what makes the world go round, without having the emotion of harm, hate, hurt, and fierceness. I think that's so important, don't you, Frank?
Very important, especially with things going on today. It's good
and
to
when
be
you get your
able but- to listen.
When you get your buttons pushed, like Frank said he got his buttons pushed, when you do get your buttons pushed and you react and push their buttons, then it only makes it worse.
Well, somebody was screaming at me and I wasn't able to. I wasn't able to really say anything, but it was...
And that might be okay. Worst. Maybe he just needed
it was the
to
worst.
Do that.
You know, and... I think I learned something out of it, so I'm not going to go back on it and get angry any, you know, like I was. I always feel I'm getting, if something happens like that, I'm learning as soon as I calm down and look at it.
And, of course, they say that other people in our lives are our mirror. So maybe you needed to yell and scream about a frustration that you had and haven't been allowed to do it, so it got done in front of you. And maybe that helped relieve you of some of your stress.
I hate to say it, but I felt better when I was yelling back.
Well, that's what I said. You needed to yell at something, so you got to do it. Anyway, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. We're about to take our break, but we would love to take some more calls. And the number to call is 1-888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-888-627-6008. And Frank and I will be back after these messages.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of December 9th through December 15th, 2019. A dreamy-eyed, imaginative full moon in Gemini dominates this week, along with two unusual trines and a difficult conjunction with Venus. On early Sunday morning, while most of the U.S. sleeps, the sun makes a challenge to Neptune. Pay attention to your dreams. Ask yourself if you are living the life in accordance with your higher vision, or do you need to make some important but perhaps not easy life adjustments? Illusions really get burst under this energy. Mercury is leaving the shadow of its October 31st to November 20th retrograde cycle, so the communication planet enters fresh ground as the messenger moves into Sagittarius until the 28th. Communicate expansive ideas and higher philosophy. The sign shift changes communication from darkness to light. The Sagittarian kind of communication uses the broadest possible words without worrying about the details. That's why Sagittarians have the reputation to exaggerate. This energy continues for the next 3 weeks. The full moon is on Wednesday, December 11th at 20 degrees Gemini. This is a bit of a contradictory full moon because Geminis are always ready for a party. They can talk to anyone and anywhere at any time. However, the dreamy-eyed Neptune is making a challenge to the full moon, preferring to either share on a private, sacred level or just hide out altogether. At the same time, the energy of Gemini and Sagittarius are ready for anything, filled with curiosity and enthusiasm. Yes, there is an increasing emphasis on planets in Sirius Capricorn bringing you back down to Earth. The full moon energy lights up the sky, filling the night with unconscious energy for completing routine tasks and making final decisions about matters concerning roommates,
siblings, neighbors, or your oldest son. With a square from Neptune, this full moon brings a touch of mourner victim along with the warning that if you get too far away from reality, you could really fall off the edge of the cliff. There is help for the coming week from Jupiter if you are willing to move into a larger belief system. The god of abundance is in harmony with Uranus if you are willing to shake up your life with a pragmatic revolution. Now, don't panic if you feel pulled between numerous directions simultaneously. You can find a way to put all these diverse energies into a working whole, but you will need to say no to something or someone because you simply can't do everything. Friday the 13th is an interesting day in that Mars makes harmony with Neptune early in the morning. Although this is not a high energy aspect, it does enhance the nurturing aspect, which could bring an energetic shift gift for teachers and spiritual seekers. You can either be a visionary or a space cadet under this spiritual warrior combination. A few hours later, Venus aligns with Pluto in Capricorn. This helps you stand in diplomatic feminine power and can be quite good in business. However, forcing issues, especially relationships, can bring final endings. This is the last dance aspect because it is the second and final time that Mars has trined Neptune in 2019. Later in the day, charismatic and sexual Venus-Pluto conjunction comes into short-term potential, bringing a large dose of jealousy and obsession. The moon is forward, of course, all day Saturday, so use caution if making important purchases. A void moon is better for introspection or thinking rather than making decisions or taking shopping actions or something else you might be thinking of. The week ends on a high note on Sunday, December 15th, as Jupiter trines Uranus. This creative and daring energy gives you a better-than-average chance that you will be wildly successful if you break away from your normal routine and try something new. This is a high-powered celestial gift that will not come around again until 2028. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and Frank St. James. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray.
This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we have a new service for the holidays for you. Few people know who they really are. They're always asking, what is my life purpose? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do? The extraordinary secrets are held within your astrological chart as well as your birth date. I have been writing karma reports for years, and I am developing a way for you to tune in now to who you are, understand your past lives, and combine that with your present circumstances to enhance your life, to identify your special qualities, to become aware of your relationships and improve your love life and increase your understanding of others, as well as to find your good years for money, career, and new opportunities. This is a serious inquiry, and it's simple. It guides you to seek and know more about yourself, your loved ones, and what you can do to gain power to enhance your future. By your past life achievements, you are now in a position to tap into the type of knowledge with the conscious mind and also use your psychic energies to get to higher levels. The doors have opened for you to choose to walk through and discover for yourself what is on the other side. You have had lifetimes and developed special skills for your soul to enhance and use in this lifetime. With your mutual blessings from your blessed higher self, God, and the angels, you can begin to develop that which you are attuned to, that which you have used in past lives in order to go forward in this time and bring yourself success, prosperity, and abundance. For the holidays, I have lessened the price of the Karma Report. So just go to my website, new-visions.com, and click on Karma Reports, or you can call me at my 24-hour answering service and place your order. I'm at 201-934-8986, and we'll confirm your order by email before I begin. Find out about who you are, and thank you for listening to Let's Find Out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
Station 1.
If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night
at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial
888-627-6008.
Again, that's
888-627-6008.
in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Lost your job 'cause someone had a twinge of jealousy. Your partner told you that he needed time to find his energy. The horse you bet on was turning out to be a tired. Had lost your father asking to give all the borrowed.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And Frank St. James is on with me tonight. And we're back, and you just listened to Elizabeth Hepburn with the West Point Orchestra singing Let There Be Peace on Earth. I just love that. When she was very lucky to have been able to sing with the West Point Orchestra up in, I know it's Congers, New York, or New York State, somewhere near the Bear Mountain Bridge is where West Point is. I forget the name of the town. So, Frank, we're talking about
we have a caller.
Christmas, and we're talking about sharing, and we're talking about love, and we were talking about specials, Christmas specials. Frank has one, and I have one. I do karma. In fact, the meditation tonight is going to be about karma. And if you listen to the meditation tonight, I think you'll really resonate with it, with your inner being. I write out people's karma, and it's a great Christmas present to give somebody. So we have it priced as a special with $20 off on each one if you order more than one. And, Frank, you said that you were going to give readings, and if you got your friend a reading for a Christmas gift, that you'd give $10 off, right, each reading?
Yes, I would. And to mention again that I am a medium also, so
right.
It's a they've been going over in depth even more so in the last couple of years. So there's
the
been some wonderful
really
messages
been communicating
coming
well through with the people on this side. And it's very, very interesting. And then Frank was telling me a story. Frank used to be a singer in a nightclub, and he said he was in this club, and this couple came in and sat down, and he told them he was going to sing their favorite song. And, of course, they laughed and giggled, and he came out. What was the song, Frank?
The Shadow of Your Smile.
And they almost fell over because it was their favorite song. And that just shows you what tuning into somebody else can do. Because you
right.
can feel that about people. As a matter of fact, when you become sensitive and you do your meditation practice every day and you become sensitive to other people around you, you can pick up on a lot of little things like that. Don't you find that, Frank?
Well, my wife and I don't even have to talk. We just look at each other sometimes. And I know what she's saying and she knows what I'm thinking.
That's,
so I have to watch out.
Well, that's unity. That's good. I think that's beautiful. I call that the oneness when your energy is in harmony. And, of course, our energy is always in harmony, even when we're getting yelled at. We just don't understand that that's happening for a reason. And I'm not talking about mean things like somebody trying to hurt you in any way. I'm talking about the annoyances we have. And if you don't come back with anger yourself and you just listen to what they're trying to say, it makes it a lot easier. It takes discipline, but it takes loving people. It takes understanding people, and if they're coming to try to tell you something, and that's the way that they know how to express it. Even with Frank's friend who yelled at him yesterday, he had to express it because that's what was happening with him inside. He was exploding, so he exploded. Very, very interesting the way it all works. I'm finding it fascinating, and it's part of the book I'm writing called Backstage. I want to address the energy behind the action. And I've always said for astrology, which I also do, is the energy happens before the action. So the energy comes in and then the action occurs. And Frank, you do numerology, don't you?
I do a little bit of numerology. I'm a forensic astrologer because I do murder cases and I do disappearance, and I time it by the astrology, the planets, and where they are in these particular situations. So it takes a few more years to learn that, but I did financial astrology too, which was fairly successful for a while.
Very interesting. And astrology never lies. You just need to know what's happening, that's all. And, you know, the last couple of days, there's been a lot of electronical strange things happening. And I know Mercury's not retrograde, so I didn't know what that was. And then, of course, I found out that Uranus was squaring the sun, and Uranus rules electricity, and it just got crazy. I don't know if you noticed it, but I had the lights go out. I had the car.
Now, Elizabeth, we have a caller named Chris from Austin, Texas. Birth date's December 11th. Again, this is Chris from Austin. Welcome to Let's Find Out.
Well, hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Elizabeth. It's good to speak to you again.
Good to speak to you. Would you like to ask Frank a question?
The question is actually, well, I guess Frank or you could answer this question. My fiance and I have been trying for a baby, and we're wondering when that actually happens, if it's going to be twins or just one, or we've
well,
been
feeling.
Well,
we need to have your birthday. When is your birthday, Chris?
December 11th, 1983.
And when is hers?
Hers is March 14th, 1987.
Wow. You got a Pisces and a Sag. What are you picking up, Frank?
I'm actually picking up this February, and I feel it's a single.
I do, too.
Okay.
Chris, in order for me to tell you astrologically if you're set for twins, I'd have to do your entire chart. I could do it in about 5 minutes, but not on the air. My mother had two sets of identical twins, and she was a Libra with an Aquarian rising. So the air signs are the ones that show, and I'd have to look at the chart. But I feel one. I feel the sun, and I felt the winter. Frank feels February, so that's good. Make some plans for Valentine's Day.
You know, it's on your palm also. I do medical palmistry, and it'll show you usually how many children your potential is. And if it's twins, you want to look at your first finger right after your thumb, look down, and look down at your a pinky, and it should show you there would be some lines there. If it's two lines that are very close together, that's usually a potential for twins. So,
that would be a little hard for a non-professional to see. But, Chris, I'm going back to Austin. I'm teaching my classes in Austin this winter.
Yeah, we spoke to you about this a couple weeks ago, and you read our charts and everything, and we're definitely coming.
Good.
We're definitely going to be coming. We've been telling people about it.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out.
And we're both in agreement.
Yeah. We got the same hit. He got it differently. And that's the difference between psychics. I said there would be one, and I thought it would be a boy in the winter, and Frank felt one in February. So I think that's just so interesting. And if both of us got it, it'll probably happen. Of course, sometimes they forget to tell you what year, because, Frank, everything that I'm saying about the government and the changes, I predicted it 2 years ago, and now it's happening. I was on Coast to Coast in 2018 talking about what was coming, and it didn't come that year, but it's coming this year. It's just so interesting, don't you think, Frank?
Yes, and Chris, we're both in agreement about a boy, so.
Well, I felt it was a boy myself, so I really appreciate you guys answering my question.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Bye-bye.
Well, Frank, we're at the end of the show again, and I want to thank you for coming on, and you will be on right after Christmas. I think that's the 27th or 28th. Next week, I'm having Sharon on, our numerology girl, the nemiology, and she's going to tell you about names, and if you're going to be having any babies, what would be a good name to choose for their success. She's a very interesting lady. She also has a show on Let's Find Out. I believe it's on Thursdays. Is that right, Don? Sharon's going to be on with me next week. And then the week after that, we're going to have Mark Dodich and the astrology for the first quarter of 2020. It's time for our meditation now. So please get ready, get yourself comfortable, sit in a chair with your back straight, and get ready to listen to William Vitalis sing Water, and then we're going into our karma meditation, and we will finish with our blessed Richard Schulman. We can all be in alignment. Thank you and good night.
It's known by many names, the Muslim call it God, the Hindu call it Pani, the Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world nothing like water, dear sister water, so humble if I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up, because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it body, or doll, or I can call it Krishna.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and this meditation is called Clearing Your Karma. Do you cringe with embarrassment over something that happened 2 years ago? Perhaps 50 years ago? Can you feel the pain of a relationship that ended badly last month or 20 years ago? These old pains, anchors, and fears and self-judgment interfere with your daily life as you unconsciously react to current situations based on a buried memory from your past. How does the process work? As a baby in the womb, you are connected to your mother and to your soul by cords that nourish and sustain you. They are your connection to the world in which you live while you're in the womb. When you are thrust out of that warmth and safety into a weird, bright light, and become cold and feel pain from the slap to the start of your breathing, you send out cords of energy that the doctor, nurses, parents, and anyone around might help you. You cry for help. You don't understand the pain. For the rest of your life, when you need answers or responses to deep feelings, you send out cords to all people, places, and things connected to that event. These cords stay connected even after death, and these deep feelings continue to have an impact on you. There's a wonderful book that explains this. It's called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. You might want to read that. The people in your life send cords to you for the same reasons, which stay connected until they are cleared out. By the time you are an adult, you look like a ball of twine energetically.
or perhaps a ball of knitting wool. These old feelings program your response to life in the present, and you wonder why you keep facing the same fears over and over and over again. What can you do about this now? How can you clear yourself? Let's begin by using this meditation as one of your gifts for disentanglement. This is a powerful method to clear conditionings and painful feelings that run below the level of our consciousness. There are gazillions of light beings around the earth and in the universe that are present and want to be of help to you. All you have to do is ask. Just bow your head and ask. It's recommended that you lie down on a comfortable surface with your hands at your sides, or you can sit in the straight back chair as long as your spine is straight. This time, let's put your palms down and don't allow any distractions or interruptions. Then say, I am asking the amber light beings and light beings who can work with the amber light beings to come now and disentangle me from all of my discomforts and pain, as well as their causes. I ask these angels to come and untangle my root causes the moment of charge. That would be the first time I ever experienced the pain. Then close your eyes and look at the light behind your eyes. Look at the light patterns. Look at the colors and don't think. Don't try. Just relax. 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 If you find yourself thinking, gently bring your attention back to the light pattern behind your eyelids. Do this exercise for as long as you feel the need or until you fall asleep. Take a deep breath. Relax. Take a deep breath. Relax. Take a deep breath. Relax. This can be done as often as you like, or as often as you can find the time to do it. It is an excellent exercise for undoing karma, helping with your emotional releases, as well as your body temperature, vibration, and heart patterns. It's only an exercise of undoing a roll of yarn. You don't have to remember the pain. You don't have to see the pain. You just close your eyes, call on the light beings of gold light or amber light, and ask them to come in and undo the knots, untie the knots, so that you can free yourself of these old, outworn, and outdated patterns. That way, a healing occurs, and you have left a void, and the void that is left will attract to you energy and energetic beings in a higher vibration. That's natural law. The gold amber light beings will remove the cord from whoever you are corded to, whether they're alive or dead. They will clear it, and they will give you back the energy. And they also will send the energy that they uncorded to whoever sent it, so that the other being, the being who corded you, can start their healing process as well. It's called untie the knots or unhook the tethering. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to work on at least one or two experiences or people that have caused this, that you have interacted with, and where you have felt pain. Untie the knots. Let go of the tethers so that you can be clear and move forward into the new you and the new dimension. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath.
release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now, as you come out of your meditation and you're quiet and you're refreshed and clear, make a list of every person in your life that makes you feel uncomfortable. And say this statement: I am asking to be disentangled from the discomfort and pain of, and say the name of whoever the person is. And then do each person and do each name one process at a time. And you may have to devote several days to this, or maybe a week or two. Take your time. Don't try to do everybody at once. And remember that you only can do one at a time. Do each name until you feel clear. If you do this every day for the rest of your life, you actually can add at least 20 more years to your lifespan, if not more. These are good years. These will be happy years, and these will be balanced years where you can know who you are, know what you are, and know how you serve. I am asking all gold amber light beings and light beings who can work with the golden amber light beings to come now and disentangle me from all of my discomforts, pain, and their causes. I am asking to be disentangled from discomfort and pain from whoever that person is until you feel clear of the energies that are hooked to you and tethered to you from that person. At the same time, the light beings will return the energy back to the person for their healing and processing, and you will be clear. Clear and free of that pattern. Now remember, as you take a deep breath, release the breath, to give yourself time to feel the healing within you. Once the untethering has occurred, what you need to do is to feel gratitude for the experience, praise yourself for the willingness and desire to release the pain, and know that you are fresh, clean, and cleared, as if you had stood under a waterfall and all fear, pain, and tears were washed away. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that this has occurred, and it's even more of a miracle that you have chosen it and desired it. Now allow yourself to relax as we flow into the energies of Richard Schulman and his music. Blessings to all of you.